Number 20, make love. And what do I mean by making love? There's most people are going to think about having a sexual act, having certainly physical intimacy when we talk about making love. Now, that's certainly a piece of this and where I'm going here. Now, this is one of the six exercises recommended to me by Dr. John DeMartini, along with walk and walk on an incline and swim and dance. And we still have one more to go. But for physical health and well-being was where it was originally suggested. And as far as human sexual health, making love on a regular basis certainly has healthy benefits to us. But add this one caveat. That's different than just going out and having sex whenever you want. It's more about having that physical intimacy and that deep connection. So where I really want to go with this, beyond just the physical, is this idea of connection and communication with another person, or another individual, as it were. So certainly there's a lot you can look at as far as having physical intimate moments with somebody else that you have a deep connection with. That's where a lot of the health aspects come. So when we talk about communication and connection, it doesn't always have to be a physical act. When we communicate deeply, as we say, intimately, with another human being, with another individual that we feel comfortable with enough to drop the masks, drop the personas, there's a healthy aspect to that. It's similar to when I talk about getting the stuff out of your head and getting it on paper. It's unloading yourself a little bit and decompressing yourself a little bit, and not just getting in touch with yourself, but having that relationship, that depth of connection with another person. That's going to affect everything in your body physically. It's going to affect your mental acuity. It's certainly going to have an effect on your relationship. If you're in a long-term relationship, you certainly have had moments of this in your relationship, or you probably wouldn't still keep going. Because when we're stuck on the surface, those are the things that tend not to last really well. It's this idea of connecting on a deep, deep level and then being able to communicate. And doesn't always have to be verbal. That's where some of the physical comes in. But sometimes it's just a matter of being in the presence of the other person. But I would suggest, if I'm going to give you any type of exercise that's going to go a little bit beyond just having physical intimacy with each other, and if you do that, you know, add a little romance to it. Really, really get a connection going before you go and see what you can do to enhance that. But if we're going to have something that you can do on a more regular basis, because you may be in a position where either due to age, either due to physical circumstances, or even due to spiritual traditions, it's not something you're going to do regularly, except with an intimate partner. Have that type of deep connection and communication. If you have somebody, whether it's a spouse, whether it's a life partner, whether it's a very deep long-term friend, go and have a little communication. Get past the weather, get past the sports, get past the day-to-day. Go and you know, bring out your ideas, bring out your fears. Go have talks and discussions that's going to allow you to communicate with that other person. Go to a place where you're a little bit uncomfortable, but what you're with somebody that you're very comfortable with. That's why some people have therapists, I believe, just to get some of it out. But when you have somebody that is in your life that you have that deep personal intimate connection with, that's going to give you greater health benefits than many other things. That, to me, is the underlying sense of this idea of making love, is being able to get that type of deep connection and communication. It's intrinsic in our bodies in the way that the brain works in communicating and connecting with everything. We have a desire deep down to have that connection with another person. So go out and find, with whoever you've got available to you, some place where you can have that deep, I'd almost say divine, connection and communication. And use that on a regular basis to enhance your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual health. Certainly relationship health, social health is going to be in there. And all aspects of all your life is going to be involved. comment below and let me know if you care to share your experience with making love, whether that's obviously on a physical plane or how you've had that deep connection and communication with another person, somebody that you, as we would say, love, not somebody that you have infatuated with or that you've put yourself down in front of, but somebody that you don't mind having a real hard fight with in order to get stuff out. We know often that after great fights in relationships, we tend to have real great connection afterward once we clear the air. Comment below and let me know some of your experiences with that and different ideas and different ways that maybe you have deep communication, deep connection with others.